Okay, today's daf is Ma'aser Sheni Davav, the sixth daf here in Maseches Ma'aser Sheni, as we continue. In the first parak of Ma'aser Sheni, named Ma'aser Sheni, the second parak is also called Ma'aser Sheni. But the first parak here are the halachas that we started off with, talking about the rules of Ma'aser Sheni, how you're allowed to treat them, no selling, no using it as a security, no chiluf, no substitution, you can't weigh it, all the items that have to do with the Kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni. But you're allowed to give it as a present. That we saw the different days about what does that mean. Does it mean stama present because matana is not kamecher? Does it mean just inviting somebody over to have something at your house? The more limited view of what a present is. Then, if you remember, we took a little foray into Ma'aser Behema and Bechor, because it also had to do with limitations about rules and regulations of their selling. And then we got back to Ma'aser Sheni talking about chilul. About the coin. Again, interesting that the Masechta starts off with these details. No, you might have thought, he only asked that question with, well, you could start off with something else, right? So you could have started off with what's going to allow to be Ma'aser Sheni, and what years Ma'aser Sheni are brought in, and there are others, but either way, this is how the Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi decided, maybe because this reflects the Kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni, and he wanted to get that expressed right at the beginning. But then we got it too, so the Pidyon, how was the Pidyon done? So the Mishnah said, you can't use a Pidyon, you can't use a coin that's an Asimon. What's an Asimon? An unformed coin, an unminted coin. That is the how it's usually translated and understood. Matbeya she'ein alav tsura. You can't use an asimon. That has to be number one. And also it has to be an asimon, a coin that is yotze. V'lo Mishnah said, v'lo matbeya she'ein o yotze. If it's not liquid, if you can't use it, right, it's a nice collector's item. You collect old coins, even if it's worth a lot of money, but you can't go into a store and use it. Right, so therefore, that's not considered kesef in order to be challah. So you can't use a coin that's not yotze, and you can't use a coin that's eno birshuso. So those are the last two halachas that the Mishnah said, and that's what we're talking about now. You can't use a coin that's eno yotze or one that's eno birshuso. So now we're on the Hayyama Beis. We mentioned, what does it mean, eno yotze? So the Gemara said, what if you have a matbeya that was that it was ready put out of circulation, but it's still acceptable in certain areas? V'amalchus b'kabalto. Right, so what's the halacha there? So that was a machlokas. Rabbi Yossi said in the name of Rabbi Yonasan, that's the same machlokas about Ein Alav Tzura, meaning we had Rabbi Dosa, who argued with our Mishnah, that said you're allowed to use that type of coin, but our Mishnah said no. Rabbi Chi, in the name of Rabbi Yonasan, said no, that's old. That's old, and it depends if it's Yotze or not. That's like Matbeya Shel Malachim Rishonim. Then we had the last line, which was a fascinating line. Matbeya Shemarad Kogobar Ben Kuziba. In the days of Bar Kokhba, in the days of Rabbi Akiva, when Ben Kuziba, Bar Kokhba, he tried to rebel against the Romans, and he was the leader, one of the leaders of the Jewish people at the time. They minted coins in his day. So Eina Machala, that's not called coinage for this halacha, because he didn't have a government. That was coins of what's called a Mered Bar Kokhba, not Memshelis Bar Kokhba. And the halacha is, you have to use official governmental coins. Right? That gives a certain level of chashivus. And the Gemara says, you can't use Bar Kokhba coins for Ma'aser Sheni Pidyon. Bar Kokhba, remember the Rambam, in the old Rambams, a couple of these lines were left out. But in the Frankel Rambams, they put back these lines, because the censors had taken them out. In the end of Mishnah Torah, Paragut Aleph Halacha Gimel, says the Rambam, Al Yala Al Daitecha, Shamelacha Mashiach Tzarech Lasos Osos Umovsim. Do not think that when Mashiach comes, he has to do miracles. He's going to have to change nature. Umechadesh Dvarim Ba'olam, O Mechaye Mesim, V'chayotze B'dvarim Elu Shatipshim Omrim. Right, people think that he's going to have to do supernatural occurrences. Tchias HaMesim doesn't happen. Mashiach comes. No, he doesn't have to do that. Ein HaDavar Kein. It's not true. What's my raya that a Melech HaMashiach does not have to do miracles? What's my raya? Rabbi Akiva and Ben Kuziba. Shaharei Rabbi Akiva Chacham Gadol Michachmei Mishnah Haya. Rabbi Akiva was one of the great rabbis of the Mishnah. Who haya nosei kelav shel Ben Kuziba Melech. And he was the Nosei Kelim, he was the Shamish. He was the Rabbi Akiva was the Shamish of Ben Kuziba. He carried his Kelim, so literally. He was his Nosei Kelav. V'hu haya omer alav shehu amelach HaMashiach. And he said that he was Melech HaMashiach. V'dima hu v'kol chachmei daroshu amelach HaMashiach. And everybody thought that he was Melech HaMashiach. Ad sheneirag ba'avonos. Until he was killed because of sins. because of his sins, because of the Am Yisrael's sins, because of sins. But says the Rambam, Kivash Nerag, no, the Shein Mashiach. Obviously, if he's killed, he's not Mashiach. Velo Shalom imenu Chachamim lo os velo mofes. They didn't ask him for any signs. They didn't ask him, but he led a rebellion. Rabbi Akiva, maybe because of his eternal optimism, that was part of it. 150 years after the Churban, he's like, it must be over. This must be the Geula. And generally, the optimism was a great thing for him and all the 20 other stories in Shas. But here, it was he wanted it so badly. The Ikar Advarim Kachahein, Shatora Azos Ein Chukeha Umishpateha, Mishtanim Laolam Ulome Olamim. The laws of the Torah don't change. Ve'ein mosif an aleihen, below garin mehen. V'chalamosif v'goreya, o shegila panim b'Torah. V'hotzi hadvarim shal mitzvahs could be pshutan. Anyone who adds on or takes away or takes out the words of the Torah from their pashup shat, hareze bevadei rasha v'apikaris. Right, that is not somebody who is one of the Baalei HaMasorah. And again, Mashiach does not need to be anybody who does that. So what does Mashiach need to do? Mashiach doesn't have to do miracles. What does he need to do? The Rambam says in the next halacha. The next halacha. V'im yamod melech mi beis David hoge batorah va'osek b'mitzvahs. That's number one. He is well-versed in Torah. He is involved in mitzvahs. He's a tzaddik. He's a tzaddik. Not just a warrior. He's a tzaddik. K'david aviv. K'fi Torah shebechsav v'shebal peh. And he follows both. V'yakuv kol Yisrael le'lechba. And he's able to lead the Jewish people to follow the Torah. U'lechazek bedaka. And to strengthen even the lighter mitzvahs. V'yilachei milchamos Hashem. And in addition to fight milchamos Hashem, does that mean literal milchamos Hashem? A warrior? Does that mean spiritual? Unclear. Hareze b'cheskas shu Mashiach. That's b'cheskas shu Mashiach. Mashiach Muchzak. Mashiach Muchzak, that's at the highest level. So now you get to the next one. V'im asa v'hitzliach. So literally, this seems to be, take it literally, meaning a warrior. V'nitzech kol ha'umos shesvivav. If he's successful, and he's a tzaddik, and he brings all Jews closer to Torah, and he is a warrior and defeats the enemies around us, u'bara mikdash b'imkomo, and he builds a base of mikdash, v'kabes nitche Yisrael, and he brings all Jews back, hareza Mashiach b'vadai. That's a vada Mashiach. So you got three levels. You have somebody who, you know, does miracles, that doesn't prove anything. Doesn't do miracles, but doesn't bring people back to Torah, that's nothing. If somebody is a tzaddik and bring people back to Torah, and he's a wonderful, amazing warrior, then he's a pretty good chance. Mashiach Muchzak. If he actually does that, if he wins the wars, and he builds the Beis HaMikdash, and he gathers the Jewish people together, Kibbutz Galuyos, then you don't need a Navi to say anything more. That's a Mashiach Vaday. And if he tried, wasn't successful, then he wasn't it. If he didn't do anything wrong, and he tried, and he could have been from Malchus Beis David, that wasn't Zochah to be Mashiach. And then the Rambam adds, Af Yeshu HaNotzri, Shadima Shiya Mashiach Venerag Bebezdin. It's the Rambam's Girsa. Yeshua notes to be the founder of Christianity, right? That some people thought he was Mashiach and he was killed by Bezdin. That's what the Rambam's Girsa is. Kfar Niznambe Bo Daniel. Daniel already, prophesies about this. Shemru Vene Paritse Amcha Yinasu Alamid Chazav Nechshalu. Vche Yesh Mechshal Galdom Izeh. Shekol Neviim Dibru Shamashiach Goal Yisrael Umoshiyim Umakabi Sitchayim. The Neviim said that Mashiach is going to redeem us and save us and bring us closer to Hashem. Vizeh Garam LaAbed Yisrael B'Cherev. And this person caused so many Jews to die by the sword. Ulafazer Sheirisam, and to scatter them. Ulahashpilam, and to lower their status. Ulahachlif HaTorah, Ulahatos Rova Olam, La'avod Eloha Mibala De Hashem. Right, that's a Mashiach. That's the opposite of what Mashiach needs to do. Aba machshavas borei olam ein koch badam lasigam. Ki lo durakenu durachav lo machshavenu machshavosav. V'chol dvarim elu shel Yesu anotzri. V'shel ze hayishme'eli she'amad acharav. And the leader of the Muslim world that lived a couple hundred years after. Einon ela, what's the whole purpose, basically, of Christianity and Islam? Einon ela liyasher derech lemelech HaMashiach. This is paving the way to Melech HaMashiach. and to have everyone, the whole world, to serve Hashem. We don't understand how it's doing that, but to serve Hashem together. Again, the Rambam does not say that everybody's going to become Jewish. That's not the goal of Judaism. To serve Hashem, l'sakein olam malchus shakai, that's the goal of Judaism. To have everybody serve Hashem. Shademar ki oz epochel amim safa bura likro kula m'shem Hashem v'lav l'shchem echad. One of the most unbelievable Rambams, this Rambam here in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Melachim. There's more, but we have to stop for a minute. One other issue to bring up, and that is, we know after the Bar Kochba obviously was killed, and the rebellion was put down, that was Beitar. And after 150 or 200 years, I don't remember the exact number of years, the Haruge Beitar, they didn't let us into the area, and they let the corpses sit in the sun, and sit outside. And 2 years later we come, and we see the corpses did not putrefy, and they were perfect, as if they had been refrigerated. And the Israel sun, you know, it's not so simple to have even go for a couple of hours after putrefying. This was a tremendous nace, and one of the six reasons why we're happy on Tu B'Av, Hatov HaMeitiv, Hatov SheMeisu VaMeitiv Shlomenu L'Kvura. And the Mefarshim wonder also that we know the fourth bracha of benching was made at that point. Like, what other personal event was zocha to have a bracha that we say forever? Right? What other event is there that we make a bracha on? Right, so that is the Meshech Chachma and the Tzlach. Both discuss that. Maybe just to mention the Meshech Chachma now, and then we'll see if there's more time later. The Meshech Chachma, Ekev, on the Pasuk of Berachas Amazon, deals with, why is this? What's unique about this nace out of all other nasim? So the Meshech Chachma quotes, as others also suggest, this was, remember the historical context, this was 150 years, 200 years after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And Christianity was just starting, to add in that Rambam. And what were they saying? There's a new chosen people. There's an old testament, that's really old, and God has chosen a new testament. And the Jewish people are gone, and there's no more special relationship. So Dafka, at this moment in time, after we were massacred, Hashem does an open miracle for us. So that's that could be the last miracle. Right, last miracle that was done openly was after Hanukkah. Hanukkah was during Bayesheni. Right, it was the after Bayesheni, the last open miracle for Hashem to basically tell us, "I'm with you, and I haven't exchanged you." As the Rav Sorotzkin says, the beginning of Bamidbar discusses Hashem counting us because He loves us. It connects to the last mitzvah in Vayikra. What's the last pasuk mitzvah in Vayikra? Temura. The answer of Temura. Hashem does not exchange. You're not allowed to exchange karbanos, Hashem doesn't exchange us. And that reflects His love. That's the end of Vayikra, at the beginning of Bamidras. That's the Meshech Chachma here in Parshas Ekev. To call Berachas Amazon Niskanal, Binyan Uma, Sher Nivnes, Tzivchar Tzivchar, Be'etzbaha Ashkacha, Vezeb Ashkacha, Pratis, Baman Bamidbar, Vezdachu, Nafshosim, Kalar Baim Shana, Vechulu, and he continues, Beis HaMikdash, Tiknu Al Kiyim HaUma HaBodedes, B'moadeha lios halechas begola zel payim shana v'kayemes berucha ubahoda v'tif arta. The Jewish people continues v'nei achar achorban chashu ki kiyuma bilti yevshari. After the korban were done, v'yasido lechalos, we're gonna just disappear. Uvelindod ki hatso anim below tif eres adam. The greatest of the rabbis trusted Bar Kochba, right, Rabbi Akiva. Vamnam, kashero ki amad bela chesed echad v'nigzer aleim kvura. Once kvura, the Yerushalmi and Tainis, hevinu ki Yisrael se echad beit shivim ze'evim. We are a sheep among 70 wolves. Ubechesed Hashem aydei melch malchei chesed yachlev koch v'yosef das. Hashem is going to help us out, and will always help us out. They made tiknu hatov ameitiv al kiyum ha'uma. Ukiyama Uma Mikiyama Uma Hapel'i Hapla'i Lamanu V'chulu, that the Nevi'im are correct, and the Meshech Chachma continues. The Tzlach also has beautiful words there in Brachas Memches, but let's continue. Says the Gemara, second to last line, Hayulo Ma'os Shel Sichna, Sakana. If there is Sakana money, everybody here on the page gives a different shot. What does it mean, Sakana money? The Pnei Moshe says that it means there's one government that really is not happy with another government, so you have the money from the other government. They say, you can't have that money in this country. So, what does that money have a status that you could be mechalel on? So the Gemara says, Asa uvda kumi rabbi imi amar yolach hanal yama melech. Really, it didn't work. Really, it didn't work because it's not usable where you are. But, you know, because you were Korei Shem and you want people to think it worked, or treat Meiser Sheni without proper Kedusha, so just throw it out. throw it out. Yolach Anali Yamelach Pnei Moshe. However, Kar Aleim Shame Moos Meiser, but Meiser Atzmo Ena Mechula. The Meiser is not Mechula. It didn't work. The money didn't work, but, you know, people maybe shouldn't think that there's money around Kol Meiser Sheni, because then they would think that the fruit, you know, has been mechulal. And you don't want that, so just get rid of the money. Fine. Ayla Moshel Diskinim, or Diskinis. What is that? Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Shame Melech Shebala Malchuso. A king who's an earlier king. Vadayin Yotzik Sas Bohutsa. It's an earlier king, and it's still used a little bit, but it's not the regular currency. So Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi b'shem Rabbi Yavahu mechalalin kederach shein yafin eitzel ha-termisar. Right, like we have the termisar yesterday. Whatever rate you could get by the money changer, he's not going to give you such a big rate because it's old, inferior money. So whatever rate, that's how you could count it. Right, if it used to be worth 40 and now it'll give you 10, so you could count it for 10. Count it for 10. Bikesh lo tzion, and when you take it to Yerushalayim, mechalin kederach shu mechalalein. So you take it based on as much as, you know, it was worth and give it to you in the money changer in the shulchani. So you have the lower level. So it could be used, but not for a high value. Remember the last line of the Mishnah, you cannot use, as we said, a coin that is not usable and money that is not in your rishus. Tini, says the Tosefta here in the beginning of Meiser Sheni. Ein mechalalin oso, lo al ma'os, she, add in that word, shel kan, right? Not, you can't use money here. Where's here? Money from here? Eretz Yisrael, right? Because now we're in the world of Yerushalmi, right? So you can't use Eretz Yisrael money, shein b'bavel. If you're in Bavel and you have Eretz Yisrael money, so that money is not usable where you are. The rule is, it's got to be, the pidyon has to be done in a place where the money you are using is usable where you are. So if you're using Eretz Yisrael money in Bavel, or the opposite, v'lo al ma'os shebe Bavel, kan. Or if you have Bavel money here, you know, so both of those are not acceptable. Right? It has to be spendable in the place where you do pidyon. Lo al ma'os shel kan be Bavel, bo'me be Bavel. Even if you and the money are both in Bavel, right, but the money is Eretz Yisrael money, so it doesn't work, right? You have to be in the place. You've got to be in the place where the money is. You don't have to be in the place, but the money has to be in the place where the pidyon is done and the fruit. If the money and the fruit are in the place and you know, they're in the good place, you'd have to be at a different place. Well, let's see. Well, that'll come up in a minute. Bavel kan ba'omid kan. Same thing. You can't use Bavel money in Eretz Yisrael if it's all in Eretz Yisrael. Hayula mos mi Bavel la'Bavel v'hu omid kan. What if everything's in Bavel? The money and the fruit are in Bavel, and you're here. So, can you do a pidyon? So then it gets to the second part. It has to be Birshuscha. Neymar, say, Imaisa derach psucha machala. If you're a ways to get there, you can take a trip there. The roads are open. So then, fine. Then it works. Because that's called Birshuscha. And the money and the pidyon is being done in a place where the money and the pidyon, you know, can be used. Vimlav, eino mechulo. And if not, not. And if not, not. Let's just continue the whole conversation and then we'll get back to it. Says the Gemara, Utzivavokain? Is it good to do that? What's the question? What did the Gemara just say? If you have Bavel money in Bavel fruit, they're all there, and you happen to be in Eretz Yisrael, as long as you could go get there. But 1 second. The Bavel money you're going to bring to Eretz Yisrael, though, and it's not going to be usable there. So you it has to be usable in the Makam HaPidyon. But if it's worthless if you can't use that in your Shalayim. So why should that work? Answer, Amar Rabbi Yavin, Kol ha-matbeos ho-yoyotzos v'yushalayim. Everything, the Rabbana made a takana and made a law that all currencies will be able, international currency city. Right? Oh, you could use the money in Yerushalayim. Dafka, because they want everybody to come. Ibn Kain, because of this, Al-Shem, Yefeinof, Misos Kol Ha'aretz. Right? The beauty of the land, it connects everyone. Look at the Mara, fold up. Wherever you are, wherever Jews are in the land, and you want to bring Meiser Sheni, again, Meiser Sheni fruit has to be grown in Eretz Yisrael. But if you're somewhere else, and you bring Mechalal, so then we want to make sure that you could come. And it quotes the Tosefta in Shkalim, Isa, the Zakana Zu, Isa Gamke, Mishim Shkalim, Sheicholim, Laviyam, Mikalim, Makomos, Shkalim could come from everywhere, Vasbechinu, Hacha, Nami, Akra, Sheyotin, Bakalim, Adveos. Right? It's the Remez in this Pasuk in Tehillim. Good. So we talk about the Dvar Musar of the day. the Moos of Khan and the Moos of Bavel. So as we know, as we learn Yerushalmi, Khan is an Eretz Yisrael. And every Jew's Khan should be an Eretz Yisrael. And even if a Jew is not physically there, Halacha defines the Jew's Khan as Eretz Yisrael. Right? That's the Feirush Halacha. Feirush Halacha in Harios, Daf Gimel. Right? The Gemara there discusses the Parhelam Davar Shal Tzibur. What's the Parhelam Davar Shal Tzibur? Remember, the Beis Din Paskins, about certain types of cases, the Beis Din gives a psak about something, not a Beferish did in the Torah, that's not called a Hora'ah, but a Beis Din Paskins about a certain detail in Hilchah Shabbos, and it's a unanimous decision, which probably points to the fact that it never happened. Right? We don't have any record of Parhelam Davar Shal Tzibur ever happening, I don't think. So they paskin, and then the majority of the Jews follow that psak, so instead of everyone bringing their own carbon chatas, Beis Din brings one carbon chatas on behalf of all the Am Yisrael based on the psak, the mistaken psak that they gave. That's the Parhelam Davar Shal Tzibur, it's a carbon chatas. The Gemara in Haria says, though, Beferish, Tav Gimel, that you go by the majority of the Jews in the land of Israel. Majority of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. So what does that mean? What does this have to do with Eretz Yisrael? This has nothing to do with the land, with Trumas and Maestras and Bikurim. Nothing to do with that. But as we've noted, there are certain halachos, there are certain mitzvos that are determined by Eretz Yisrael, even though it doesn't have to do with the dirt itself. Why? Because Chazal say, Tzibur are the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. That's the halachic tzibur. So your parhelam davar shel tzibur, tzibur is defined. And the Jews outside of Eretz Yisrael are wonderful, amazing, but they're not part of the tzibur, halachically. That's what the Gemara says in Harios. V'kal uba amar of Asi, uba hora'a, halacha harov yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. Shnei amar v'yash shlomo ba'esahi, shlomo melech, when he built the mikdash, es achag v'chol Yisrael imo kahal gadol. Milvo Hamas Anacha Mitzrayim. What's the Kahal Gadol? What's the Kahal? Milvo Hamas Anacha Mitzrayim. That means Eretz Yisrael. We discussed that celebration in our Shiurim in Navi and Divrei Hayamim. Arbaaz Oyamichti Ksiv Echol Yisrael Imo Kahal Gadol Milvo Hamas Anacha Mitzrayim Lamali Shvamina Hani Hu De Ikri Kahal Aval Hanach Lo Ikri Kahal. Right. That's the Kahal Yisrael is the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. So that's what has to be Khan. If not physically, at least in mentality. At least in mentality. Right? We all of our lives, we've learned Talmud Bavli, which is obviously the Iker. And we, Ma Rava. Oh yeah, they're in Eretz Yisrael. That's Ma Rava. But, we have to recognize that, it's gotta be Khan. Right? Khan has to be, the attitude of every Jew. We continue. Yachol. You might think if the money is in Har HaMelech or Katsra, faraway places. The Marafolda says that Katsra is the name of a country who surrounded from the days of Yeshua ben Nun with a wall. Okay, you might think that you could be Mekhala Lehen. You might think that is good enough. Tamalomar Vitzarta Kesef Biyadecha. Mao Biyadecha Birshuscha. It's got to be in your Rishus. And this is a faraway place. And the Rav Chaim Kedevsky says, "Ein shayaras mitsuyos l'sham." There aren't caravans going back and forth. You don't have rides, extra suitcases that people are taking back and forth. So that's not called Bershuscha. What did we see before? It doesn't have to be physically in your Rishus. You just got to be able to get there, right? Even if it's in Bavel, and you're in Eretz Yisrael, as long as the roads are open, that's fine. Rabbi Yona Bai Nafa Kiso Labor Ubo Meyaribo. What happens if your kiss falls into a bar? Right, you have money fell into a bar, and how much was in your pocket? Meyaribo, right? 110,000, right? Dinarim. You lost the money. But you could spend the chamishim ribo la'losan. You could spend half of that amount to get it out of the bar. You got to hire professionals to go down with the ladders. So is that called in your Rishus? Says the Gemara, 50 are in your Rishus. Osan, chamishim, ribo, kamoshe, birshuso. Right? You got to spend 50 to get out the other 50. So by at least 50, you can count on that to get the money out. The Rambam quotes this halacha. The Rambam in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni, the Rambam says, Eino pode dalad yud alef. Eino pode b'mos yena birshuso. Shenemar, v'tzarta kesef biyadecha. Nafal kiso labar v'hu yachal lahotzio podebo v'beishu b'rishuso. He doesn't get into the details with the numbers. He just says, if you could get it out, get it out. What if, I guess, if it would take you, if it would cost you 100 to get out your 100, you probably won't do it because it's not worth your while. So the Rambam doesn't even have to talk about that. But anytime it would be worth your while, that means you would, you could and would get it out. And therefore, it's Bershuscha, and that's why it would work. It's the Rambam in Dalet Yud Aleph without getting into the details of the numbers of this case. Good. Next Mishnah. Second Mishnah here in Maaser Sheni. So now we get into. So what do you buy for Maaser Sheni? What do you buy? You take your Maaser Sheni money up. Again, we're not going to talk about the actual fruit. We'll get to that. Halokeach behema. One who buys a behema, a chulin animal. Lezivchei shlamim. That's what you're supposed to do. Right? You're supposed to buy animals, chulin animals, that can be used for a carbon shlamim. That's what the Gemara Folda here quotes the Gemara in the Bavli and Menachos, Daf Pei Beis, Shekach hi ikar mitzvahs malach b'Maaser Sheni. That's the ikar. Likanos mehem shlamim. To buy a carbon shlamim. Right? Because it's a gzera shava, sham sham, from Har Eval. So we learned to, the best thing is to buy a chulin animal in Yerushalayim to use as a carbon shlamim. So alokeach be'on lezivre shlamim, v'chay elabasar taiva, or you do, second level, you buy a chaya. There are no karbanos that are from chayas, only the behemoths. Right? You have sheep and cows and goats, those are karbanos. You can't use a deer for a karban, even if it's a kosher animal. So a chaya l'basar taiva, or you buy a chaya, just basar taiva. That's the way that the Torah and Chazal look at just plain eating. Right? Plain eating that we don't do for a karban. So all eating that we do nowadays, especially in certain contexts, Basar taiva. So basar taiva. So in those cases where you didn't technically do anything wrong, you might not have done the best thing, but the best thing is to buy a shlamin. But even if you buy a chaya for basar taiva, yatzah har lechulin. The skin, the hide, does not have kedusha. Yatzah har lechulin. You could use the hide for anything, even though the animal has kedusha maaser sheni, but the skin does not. The skin does not. Pashup shat is that the skin never had kedusha. Right? You bought the maaser, that's a tafel, that's secondary to the animal. You're not going to eat it. So, you know, the money was switched from the kedusha was switched from the money onto the animal, and the hide never had any kedusha. What's unusual, though, is the language of the Mishnah. Yatza ha'or l'chulin. Right? It sounds like it goes, becomes, what do you mean it was always chulin? When it goes out, it sounds like that for some conceptual, I think the word is ontological moment, right, which is a for 1 second and hypothetical, so not really in time, just in concept. It's two steps. So the in one moment it became kadosh, and then it went to chulin, even though it really was never kadosh, but it was conceptually, it was ontologically. So yatzar ar lechulin. So that's what it sounds like from the lashon. Afal pi shahar meru balabasar. Even though the skin, what if you have a very very fancy skinned animal? And the leather is going to be worth much more than the animal itself. Still, it does not have kedusha. So again, that's the first halacha. Similarly, kade yain v'stumos. If you have closed barrels of wine, and we assume that means because the wine is so special that the barrel is just the container, right? The container, it's just there to transport. Makam tadakan limachar stumos, where it sold sasum yasakanka lechulin. So the bottle, again, becomes chulin, right? If you buy wine barrels with wine in it with your Maaser Sheni money, so the wine has kedusha Maaser Sheni and not the barrels, yatzar lechulin. Yatzar lechulin. Rav Chaim Gadievsky's lashon is batel hakankan agav hayayin. The kankan is batel. It's not chashuv. Agav hayayin. You bought the wine. You switch the kushan to the wine. The barrel is nothing. It was just thrown along with it, but it wasn't really part of the switch. As we'll get back to that in a second. So let's first finish. If you bought nuts, certain types of nuts, that the shells were not included. The shells are not edible, and those are chulin. Hatemed, back to temed. We had temed back in Maisers. Hatemed, remember that's you add some water to the wine dregs at the bottom of the barrel mixed with the grape seeds and the peels. So that temet, achalo hechmes, before it starts fermenting, eino nilka bekesa meiser. So then it's basically considered water. And you can't buy it with meiser sheni money. Water is not allowed to be bought. V'umisha hechmes nilka bekesa meiser. But once it starts fermenting, then it's no longer water, so it might not be wine, right? We have that machlokas in meisers. right? Does this mean, is this according to the Manda Amr that Temet is wine? Or, well, it's not water. It could be somewhere in the middle, and that's also okay. That's enough to buy for with Meiser Sheni money. So, Mishach with Nelkach, Bekesef Meiser. Is a related, we say here that the, if you buy the wine bottles, barrels, then the barrels don't really have their own chashivas. Just you bought the wine, and the barrels are Yotzei L'chulin. There is a huge chiddush that Rav Moshe Feinstein has. Okay, Rav Moshe was a major chadshan in Psak. And some say that Rav Schachter likes to point out that Rav Soloveitchik was very, very traditional. Very traditional, meshubit to the Masorah, he hardly changed anything. And he says, like, Rav Moshe's tshuvas, many of them, are tremendous chidushim. So in Yaradeya, Chelek, it was also, obviously, a Baal HaMasorah, but just noting that it may be a major chidush psakim. So in Yaradeya, Chelek Bey, Sim and Mem, Rav Moshe discusses, if you buy a bottle, I don't know, the Snapple bottle or a juice bottle that comes in a glass bottle. Right, if it comes in a plastic bottle, there's nothing to talk about. But if it comes in a glass bottle, so what I mean, glass bottles need tevila. So how are you allowed to drink that? So they say, well, if you bought the container, boy, that's just like a container. And you pour it out, that you drink from it, is that really using it? You're just removing it from it, and then you're going to throw it out. Okay, fine. Well, what if you're going to keep it? What if you're planning to keep it? You buy a wine. Some people now keep wine bottles to put water in. They say water tastes better in glass. So many poskim say, so if you're going to keep, so the first time, you're just going to take the wine out, the water out. Okay, fine, you don't have to, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? It's in there. But if you want to keep it for a second time, many poskim say you should tovel it. You should tovel it. Because, you know, that was, it was not toveled. And, you know, you're going to use it now. So Rav Moshe, in this tshuva, says, maybe you don't have to tovel it. Maybe you don't have to tovel it. Why? Because when it was sold, when you bought it, it basically wasn't included in the sale. It was like you didn't buy it because it was batel. It was batel. It didn't have any chashivas. Says Rav Moshe, mistaver, bekankanim v'tzlochi, sheish li Yisrael machla shalakach minachri, yesh v'shar mashkim, mistaver lani yatadi she'ein tzrichin tefila. Doesn't need. Why? The kli nivtal amashkin. The kli is batal to the mashkin. Where do you see that? Kidematzinu linyan meiser sheni tibekada yayin stumos yatsakan kan lechulin parakal the meiser sheni mishnah gimel. Unbelievable. What's the source that he quotes? Our mishnah ubizalva kan kan lemeiser sheni stam vechulin. And he continues. And therefore he says, what do you see from there? That the kankan doesn't have any significance. You didn't buy it. Didn't have kedusha the Meister Sheni. Nimsa, shalok kana me'akum kli klal. Rak eitzel ha-Yisrael. When I decide to use it, now I'm giving it the status of a kli. So that's asiya b'yad Yisrael. It doesn't need tefillah. That's the unbelievable chiddush of Rav Moshe. Nasa kli shalek al zed din tefillah. V'yavim ha-yokelim shalok nasu b'yichud l'haklish ha-mashkim. And even if these weren't made dafka, let's say the Snapple company buys bottles from somebody else. They buy the glass bottles. Those glass bottles weren't dafka made for the Snapple. They were made. Even so, Rav Moshe says, I think that it does not need. Right? V'yachachar hizl tochan mashkin, nami ha-bofan zeh, look in the third parak of Meister Sheni. We're not there yet. U'be'etzem leka b'medin asin m'siyas klal. And he says, this doesn't happen anyway, because I did the research. Everybody makes the bottles dafka to use for their company. Shkol kankanim atzlochios nasu b'yichur b'shril ha-factory. She ose hayesh lahachnis shama hayesh. The factory, the shar mashkin, lachnis osama mashkin, she oses. That is the big chiddush of Rav Moshe, but it's based on our Mishnah right here. Okay, we'll stop here.